the real marketing strategies. People have said all kinds of things, but I think the most important one, all right, is the skill that you put into your business. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is the most important marketing strategy. That's why I brought out that scripture. Please. Skillful men till today, though, they are very difficult to find. They are very difficult to find. Any man who wants to excel in whatever he's doing must put skill into everything that he's doing. And please, that spirit of excellence must never leave you if you're a believer. You hear what I said? The spirit of excellence. What do I mean? It's not just about the skill you have for today. It's the heart with which you see what you are doing. I don't know what you're going to say. That is, if you're easily satisfied, you know, like I said last time when I was preaching about seven, you know, we discussed this thing that time. In fact, I shouldn't say too much on it because we discussed during our seven biblical keys of financial prosperity. All right? So, good. Let me just summarize because I remember we discussed it. So, go and get the tip and listen to it. If you're easily satisfied and telling your customer, manage it, just know that you're not planning to go far. Do you understand what I'm saying? Manage it. Manage it. It's okay now, you can manage it. If you're a man, maybe like what you do is furniture. You come to a place like this, you should be, after listening to the message, you should come and look at the pulpit. Just see, oh, it's nice. Check a number of things. If the guy did better than you, look around for why he's looking better than yours. And in case you think you're better than him, check where he made his errors and note it so that you don't make such errors next time. But number one thing, let me put that on real marketing strategies. Number one is what? Skill and excellence that you put into the things that you are doing, because those are the things that will speak for you later. Are you getting my point? As you know, this when you go and print flyers, that usually the printer will put his phone number somewhere. Say Integrity Concepts and Designing, put his number. When I see people who put their numbers on flyers that are no good, I wonder what they are trying to say. You follow what I'm saying? If at the time you hook your number somewhere, the only reason that number will generate anything for you is that there's quality in which in what you put your name on. There's one of the adverts I love most those days. I loved most those days in Nigeria was the advert of GP. I think it's GP Tank or Heart. Let me try and remember. And it used to go like this. If the quality is not in it, our logo is not on it. GP, right? GP Tank. You understand? In fact, when was I printing flyers and we're designing a Kingdom World logo, my friend and I would say, if the world is not in it, our logo is not on it. First time we did the Supreme World flyer and tracts. Sorry, when we're printing tracts, he said, if the world is not in it, our logo is not on it. To me, that was good. Do you follow my point? That was a good statement to make. He said, if the quality is not in it, our logo is not on it. That, my friend, that would design, he did most of my design. Like, if you see the cover of the books like Choices, He That Believes, Great Faith Can Be Yours, those are the books. And then, Here on Purpose, The Blessing, and The Law of Life. All these ones I mentioned, those are the covers he designed. He was not the one that did some of the other ones, all right? In fact, all the other ones I did not mention, he didn't do the cover design. But these ones that he did, go and look at them, you'll see that the man did very good work. He's very good. Those are our small flyers that you see, those tiny flyers. He designed it also. He's very, very good with designing, all right? Now, sometimes it's working for me, and I'll say, oh, well, be hurry, hurry. I have to go somewhere. So there was a day I hassled him like that. He finished the work. I just finished it. I thought it looked good. But by the time he thought it was through, he said, Banky, don't tell anybody I did that thing. If they ask you who did it, just say you don't know. You know that kind of thing. Because he looked and he wasn't satisfied. Even though I was satisfied. But he looked at it and he was not satisfied. Are you getting my point? That's number one marketing strategy. That is number what? One. And those are the ones. There are so many other ones you can read from books. I'm not going to speak too many, so much on the other ones. I just want to highlight the ones that are really spiritual. And that's the fact that you're a man of what? A woman of excellence. Whatever you do, you put your excellence into it. And please, let me say this one again. I said it before. Ask yourself a simple question. They say a shirt is T.M. Lewin. It's Van Heusen. Or a suit is a Giorgio Armani. Go home and kneel down and pray. Say, Father, I want you to reveal something to me. Was it made by spirits or by human beings? You get what I'm trying to say? Do you need to pray to do that? No, you really don't. You know. It was not made by spirits. It was made by what? Human beings. Interesting enough, most of them Asians. And that's why it marvels me. Sometimes when they say, ban importation, do this one. I say, listen. Nigerians, like they say, know when to think Nigerian. Have you heard that name before? I say, yes. And that's a matter of fact. When we want to buy cable, we don't buy Asian cable. In fact, go to the market. Nigerian cables are twice the price of Asian cables. Yet, they are in short supply. Because, you know, there was a time, I said, why don't they produce one more? I think it was the Jidazan that maybe they're already producing at maximum capacity. Because the preference when you enter the market is Nigerian cable. We don't import plastic chairs. All these chairs here, they are all made down the road. You see, innocent. They are made down the road, you know. I just drive to their factory and buy from there. What I'm going to say is that when we do things well, people patronize. You know, Ghana, they don't always think that Nigerians just like things that are imported. I don't think we really like things that are imported. We like things of quality. That's all. We like things of quality. And I've always wondered, look, you see a Nigerian made suit, you know from a distance. One person entered and is feeling very cool with himself. You pinch yourself, say, which carpenter nailed that cloth together for that guy? No, that's the joke we cracked, that the carpenter nailed the... And to me, it's just a matter of people just don't put their minds to it. Because until recently, I couldn't wear foreign-made trousers. It was when I started wearing suits, I started wearing foreign-made trousers. You know why? Because generally, Nigerian tailors, at least all the ones I've seen, they make trousers so good that... And because they are custom-made, they take your measurement, check everything, measure you properly. I couldn't... In fact, I was wishing they would just sell me the imported suit with the material for the trouser. Then I'll go to the market and go and make my trouser. Now, we learned to make trousers, but we refused to learn to make suits. That's all that happened. That's all. There's nothing more than that happened, because the way Nigerian tailors, at least the ones I have seen that have made trousers for me, the way they make trousers, I couldn't understand why they don't make suits like that. If you decide you want to be sewing cloth, please, don't rest. Listen, let me tell you the truth. You have too much market in Nigeria. Look, my wife sells suits. And I can tell you, people like you, have problems buying suits from her because you're tall and very slim. Should I use the word thing? Whichever one. But you understand what I say? And the ones that they produce, mass produce, are all the same drop, what they call drop 6. Alright? Most of them are drop 6, regular sizes. So when a man tells that I wear a 52 suit and he's tall, you will see now here the hand of the suit go there. I asked the gym, I checked like 15 suits before he saw one that was his size because he's getting married on Saturday. Now, people like him, because they are tall and slim, oh yeah, to get suits where they fit their size. Some of us are very blessed. Once I enter a suit, I feel it like God fills the universe. All things you know, I just feel. But even then, I get wahala with trouser. Oh, my trouser go hook me like this. You know, say I know be a Chinese man. The trouser go hook me like this, but at least we use the jacket to cover the top and then we'll progress, you know what I'm trying to say? What I'm trying to say is that don't let anybody deceive you that a cheap Asian impost will remove your market. If you have the skill, they can't. That's where I'm going to. If you have the skill, they can't. Because, I mean, there are people, look, if you can sew clothes that look as nice, and interesting enough, the same materials they used to make it, they are all over on the Janaba market. That is the ones they're using to make suits and send it here. They send the same things for sale like that. I've seen, no, this is not a joke. I've seen it all over the place. So if you have people who really can do work, people will go and insist that, no, I beg this one, I want them to make it to my size. The reason why people still choose to buy the ones that are imported is because our guys just won't sew suits properly. That is the only reason. That is the only reason. Number one marketing strategy is what? Skill and excellence. Thank you very much. Then the other one, like you just mentioned again, don't ever forget, we said it before, like I said, I just want to put them together. The matter of honesty. The world is so dishonest that people don't know what is, you know, they don't know what's honest anymore. If you buy cloth and they tell you 100% cotton, you know you don't believe it most of the time. You buy a shirt, it says Van Heusen. You say, which Van Heusen? There was a time the name Chinese Nokia became an established vocabulary. What do you mean by Chinese Nokia? It is a phone that's not made by Nokia, that's labeled Nokia. So when you say, is that a Nokia? I say, no, it's a Chinese Nokia. There are Nokia phones made in China. We don't call those ones Chinese Nokias. So when you say Chinese Nokia, what do you mean? This one was not made by Nokia. That is, people have become so dishonest. Chinese man just labels it 100% wool. Believe me, some of them don't contain one strand of wool. Talking about a good name again, if you buy a real Van Heusen, maybe you buy it from a shop in UK, a proper shop on US, and they tell you it's 75% cotton, you know they are not lying. Are you getting my point? And that's why you will go back and buy their things again and again. If I want a shirt to be 100% cotton, believe me, you have to, look, it must be bought either from the US or from UK, from a reputable shop. Because that's the only way I will know. If now for nature you buy and put 100% cotton, I don't believe you. Because people have, these days, they are so dishonest that they don't even understand the meaning of honesty. One of my friends said that the Chinese man doesn't understand what your problem is, that you should not make Fanta. Make your own Fanta. I make my own Fanta. That name, doesn't understand that that name Fanta is a trade name. He doesn't get the point. What is his problem? Make your own Nokia. I make my own Nokia. You make your own Hugo Boss. I make my own Hugo Boss. He doesn't get the point that Hugo Boss is somebody's name. Now, people have become so dishonest. But I'm not bringing out something. We have to create a culture of honesty again. Are you getting my point? Yes, God needs people like us to create that culture of honesty. Let it be that if the quality is not in it, your name is not on it. Are you getting my point? Look, I told you, the lie of Satan is this one. They say, no, this is the one that sells. It's not true. It's not true. You will go through some trying times to establish your name. But once that name is established, let me give you an example. Have you ever tried to buy Nucleim? Nucleim air conditioners. Nucleim. The one we bought now. Yes. Okay, this one is a higher thermal. Nucleim appliances then. Like all these our fans, most of them are made by Nucleim. All of them. Yes, all the ones we have here. Then, you know why I used to buy only Nucleim? Because they were made in Nigeria. I don't know whether they're still making them now. They were made mostly, I think, Port Harcourt or so. For me, was that their equipment were tropicalized. Till now, go and buy a Nucleim air conditioner. It costs like 4,000 naira for a 1 horsepower, more than a Samsung. Why do they have the guts to leave it like that? Because they know people like it. People will buy it. Because why? They say it's tropicalized. That's the reason. I'm using that thing to explain something. That if there's quality in it, forget this one that people only like the ones that is, but it's not true. People want something that is good. And if you develop good things and put your name on good things, after a while, your name will be associated with quality. The first time I bought a Samsung TV, everybody was asking me, what is Samsung? What is that? Didn't like, what? You know, like, what is he buying? Samsung. My friend bought his TV, Gold Star, which is now LG. LG, I don't know whether they changed their name or they swallowed Gold Star. We're looking like, you know, that was the gist. But now, go and buy an LG TV. No, the most expensive TV appliance you find now, Sony, LG, those things are expensive. They've created a track record over time. When they first came, Korea, waiting they know. But after we have bought it for a long time, you know this triple loader VCD player? You know that Samsung, you know the grease pot? All these guys who sell music, that's what they used to play their music. They bought it 10 years ago till today. The thing is kicking. You know, no wahala. After a long time, the man gets hooked on the name Samsung. Are you getting my point? That is the greatest advertising strategy. Serious quality. Honesty. Do you get my point? That's why I'm explaining something. Aside from that quality, talking about that honesty thing. So when you are putting the real thing inside, after a name, you establish a name for yourself. All other advertising, what they call marketing strategies, they are added onto this. Are you getting my point? One, skill and excellence into your work. Number two, tell the truth all the time. Another one, let me just add a few things to it. See, part of establishing a good reputation, a good name for yourself. Have you noticed this? If you need clothes next week, you give it to a tailor. No, if you need a cloth to wear next month, like native, you only make our natives locally. If you don't give your tailor since last year, and start harassing him or her, the harassment will commence. It's now established that they won't deliver on time. It's established. It is established. My furniture man, who I don't talk to anymore, if he calls me and wants him, the guy who made this thing, if you see any wooden work around me, right? Really, until recently, he was the one that used to do it. Our partition that was here before, which is still standing there, he did it, all right? He came to knock it down. He was supposed to do most of this work, but I just didn't see him. He disappointed me so much, I just stopped calling him, all right? The guy is very skilled. Very skilled. But if you need something next year, order it today. In which case, he will tell you, deliver it next month. Then you start, and you dedicate like 3,000 recharge card. Load on your phone and say, it's for this guy. And then buy like 20 liters of fuel. You know, in a special account, carpenter harassment, budget, or allocation. So you go down draw roster every morning. Hello? Oh boy, how now? My furniture done ready. Oh God, I beg. I'm working on it now. Then the evening, you drive there. Then give him 1 more day. Call. When you do that for the next 3 months, it will be ready. That is an established thing. He does not fail. When he's promising me, look, the day I told you to come and change the chair in my house, you know, it's been there for a while, and then I wanted to just modify it, change the covering and all of that. How long will it take? He said, this one has small work now. I think it's like 10 days. I mean, from there, we'll collect it. They will bring it back. 10 days. My brethren in the Lord, I didn't see that thing for 3 months. My wife is a witness. Those of you who come to my house, there was a time my house was just bare. I had to come here to borrow plastic chair to put there so that my visitors can sit down. 3 months before I saw it, you see, in Nigeria of today, you can break that thing. I told you, the only person who sews my clothes on time, one Hausa man in Benin, is the only one. There's one material that my wife gave me this afternoon. She's had it for a long time. And I said, I like it now. Me and Jessica can sew cloth. He said, you want to wear it for Deji's wedding? You know what I said? The wedding the first one is on Friday. I said, who goes sew? That was the first question. Who will sew it? It was in, if I was going to Benin now, for example, I would just go there and give the man, say, oh, I beg, sew this thing for me. I beg. I need it on Friday. I mean, but please, can I get it on Wednesday or Tuesday? Do you know the man will deliver it? But around here, I don't know anybody. Most will actually tell you, no problem. I had a tailor like that in Benin when I was a student. If you tell him, please, this material is black. I want you to help me sew down Michael Jackson's black and white with it. You know what he'll tell you? No problem. Then call him and say, I think I want you to use it to make purple. Now, it's a black material I gave him. I want it to be purple now. He'll tell you what? No problem. As soon as he just 1.5 years of making trials, say, please, use that thing to sew agbada for me. You know what he'll tell you? No problem. But for him to tell you it will not do, it's not in his vocabulary. What am I trying to say? These are the real marketing strategies. Alright? Let me put it like this. Be on time. That's what I want to say. Fulfill your promises. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Be on time. Fulfill your promises. You use wisdom for all these things. I'm not going to detail the wisdom. But don't forget that one. Be on time and what? Fulfill your promises. It is so crucial. If you can't deliver, don't promise. These are the real marketing strategies. You know that my mechanic that says very skilled? He's very, very skilled. Very, very skilled. But please, I said you can be without your car for like a week or two. Don't go there. So I have learnt. If I go for road, my car they make kuro na noise. I go to one guy somewhere else and give to that one. If you check those mechanical parts that a fairly intelligent person can do. I don't go to him. I only go to him when I feel like the thing needs a lot of brain, in which case, I prepare to be without the car for a long time and periodically call him. Now, this is the interesting part. See, all these things are together. He's very skilled, and makes a lot of money from that. Except that there are a lot of jobs he doesn't get because of that. One of the things we'll discuss maybe tomorrow, just so you summarize everything, is that you must be ready to be big. Did you hear what I said? Plan for greatness. Plan to be big. Whatever you have to do, prepare to increase. That's the point I'm making. The man is very skilled. But I have noticed again and again and again and again and again. I've heard people, when they tell me that, maybe a man bought a very expensive car. I say, who maintains your car? I say, recent model, who maintains it for you? I will start, I say, why don't you use this guy? He said, that man is very good, but I beg, I'm not getting time. I know one of my senior colleagues who services his car. He has one very luxurious Toyota like this. Very few that you find in a place like Enugu here. So I told my guy, where do you service it? Why don't this guy service for you? He said, no. That guy, doesn't have his time. He knows he's skilled. He knows he can handle it. But he pays one guy to come from Port Harcourt once every 3 months, pays 25,000 naira to have the car serviced. The guy will come from Port Harcourt, collect the car, work on it for a few hours. The man will give him 25K. The guy will go back to Port Harcourt. We'll see you in a few months' time. He knows this man can handle it. He knows. He's not in doubt. But this one of parking my car there for the next 3 weeks, you know, he doesn't understand it. So he pays somebody to come to his house. That guy comes from Port Harcourt to his house in Enugu here. He doesn't need more than a few hours of the car. He comes with his tools, comes, sits down with the car, changes this, changes that, changes things he needs to change, change the oil, check a number of things every few months. I don't know how often, either every 4 months or I don't know how often. I don't mean the car has a problem. Routine servicing that needs to do a serious checkup once in a while for the car. He would rather pay somebody 25,000 naira to come from Port Harcourt, spend a few hours with the car, and go back. Bleed him of 25K, which does not include the cost of oil, does not include the cost of maybe a new fan belt, doesn't include any other cost, but this man's workmanship for showing up. Why? Because the man who can do it for him locally will waste his time. A lot of people get used to bad things. Let me add another one to that. Please, don't get used to bad things. Because for the last 10 years, your customers are used to coming and coming and coming back. Does not mean it's not a bad thing. You can put a structure in place, because that's the most important thing. If you have something in mind, no, I mustn't waste these people's time. God begins to give you the wisdom and the opportunities to be able to meet up with your deadlines. And they just use wisdom. Allocate time for each amount of work. Maybe next time, because our time is going, I will explain another thing. One of the problems with people is that I've seen a lot of workmen. Why don't you employ some of these guys that used to work with you? A lot of them complain. My carpenter will complain. My mechanic will complain. They all complain. These boys, they don't want to work. Okay, that's true. And most of the time, I find that it's true. But actually, a lot of times, the bosses actually don't want to part with their money. That one I know to be true. A lot of people don't want to part with their money. You want the man to do the work, you know, because you're used to the boys who are training working for you. When they finish, you should realize that the guy has now graduated. You pay him money, put him a very good salary. Apart from that, pay him for the amount of work he's doing for you. Whatever it is, expand your business. Just don't make everybody go away. I mean, we don't have to work harder. We need to work wiser. Do you get my point? We need to apply more wisdom. We need to apply more wisdom. And then people don't believe in investing in machinery. Yeah, it's expensive. It's expensive. You think good things are cheap? I mean, you think these guys who churn out thousands and thousands of clothes a day in their factory, they use they're always standing there using machine to be what they call scissors to be cutting. I don't know how they do it. I'm just saying that you have to get ready to advance. That's what that thing I said. Please, it's so, look, God, we have to break out of this small-mindedness. This. No caged mentality. Maybe next time we'll have to do version 2 of Seeds. I don't know when. We'll talk about some other things. Okay? Because I don't have all the time to say some things we'd love to say here. Because there's a point of death, in quotes, that you come to in which you just... you just have to break open beyond a particular level. And usually when you want to go beyond that level, it's as if you want to kill what exists already. And listen, you just have to do it. You just have to do it. You just have to do it.